Welcome students for the session on managerial economics. We'll go ahead with chapter 7 today, which is cost analysis. Even if a manager fully understands the relation between input and output, in order to make optimal decisions, an understanding of cost is very useful for the managers. So keeping this in mind, we would go ahead with understanding of the chapter on cost and what role it plays in optimal decision making. So let's go ahead with the very first concept. How is cost understood in economics? What do we mean by cost? As you can see here, cost is basically related to production, which is considered as aggregate of expenditure incurred by the producer in the process of production. As you know, students, that in the production process, there is a use of multiple type of resources. N number of resources are used, from land to labor, material, etc. Resources being scarce, they have a value in the market. And whenever resources are used in business, there will be a value added to that. This value of using the resources in business is termed as cost in economics. So we say that cost is nothing but valuation placed on the resources which are used in business. To go ahead, we would find out what are the different types of cost and how these costs are calculated. The very first is fixed cost and variable cost. So we are dividing all the cost incurred in business into two categories, that is fixed cost, variable cost. Let's understand what is fixed cost. Fixed cost are those costs that remain fixed irrespective of changes in output. So it's very important for you to realize that even if output is changing, the cost which do not vary with output are termed as fixed cost. So we say fixed costs are those costs which do not vary. They do not change with output. Irrespective of output, the cost which remains fixed are termed as fixed cost. These costs are expenses incurred on buildings, equipments. We also call them as indirect cost, supplementary cost, or overhead cost. So you have to be very clear that the very first type of cost which do not change with output are termed as fixed cost. We also call them as indirect cost or supplementary cost. So students, it's very important for the business manager to distinguish between fixed cost and variable cost. The importance of fixed and variable cost is applicable to time. Therefore, we say that in the short run, most of the costs are fixed, since most of the assets used in the business in the short run are fixed. Short run is that time in which the business firm cannot make fundamental changes with its plant equipment and tools. In fact, those assets which cannot be suddenly and quickly changed become fixed. And therefore, in the short run, there has to be a clear distinction between the fixed and the variable cost. In the long run, it has been found that all the costs are variable. So, I want you all to remember that along with the understanding of fixed and variable cost, we have to be always concerned with the time factor. And we divide this time, as already said before, into short run and long run. And therefore, we say that in the short run, there are both types of cost, fixed plus variable, whereas in the long run, there are no fixed costs and only variable cost. As you see in this diagram, all the three costs are plotted together. On the x-axis, we represent quantity of volume of output. And on the y-axis, we are measuring the cost. As you will observe, the total fixed cost is a horizontal line parallel to x-axis, which means that fixed costs do not vary with output, whether the company is manufacturing 1 unit or 12 units. Their fixed cost remains constant at 10, rupees 10. So 10 rupees becomes the fixed cost. Whereas if you look at the total variable cost, it is an upward sloping line. In fact, it's a 45 degree line moving upwards. It is clearly representing the behavior of variable cost. As the output is increasing on the x-axis scale, the variable cost is increasing on the y-axis scale. So we say that variable cost is proportional to output. Next to that, you can see that there is one more line which is moving upwards parallel to the variable cost. That is your total cost. Total cost is beginning from 30. Why? Because total cost is equal to fixed cost plus variable cost. As you see in this diagram, 10 rupees is the total fixed cost. And then you have 20 rupees as your variable cost. So 20 plus 10 gives us 30. So rupees 30 becomes the total cost of 1 unit of output. As the volume of output will keep on increasing, the total cost will also increase in a given proportion. Now we move ahead to the next concept, which is average. What if I want to know per unit fixed cost of a product, or if I'm interested in how much is the variable cost of making one particular unit? I move ahead to a concept of average. And here we have the very first average cost. How is average cost calculated? It's simple. The total cost of production has to be divided with the total units of output. So total cost divided by total quantity gives me the average cost. As you see in the formula clearly mentioned, AC, average cost, is equal to TC, that is total cost divided by Q, quantity of output. So when I am given a volume of output with the total cost, it's very easy for me to know what is the average cost per unit of output. We move ahead to the next concept, that is average fixed cost. Average fixed cost per unit, the fixed cost incurred on the product. The formula is again very simple. The total fixed cost divided by the total volume of output. And the formula goes like this. Average fixed cost is equal to total fixed cost divided by Q, unit of output. So when I am interested in per unit fixed cost of a product, I basically have to divide the total fixed cost with the total volume of output. Surprisingly, when we start calculating the average fixed cost, we will find that the average fixed cost is downward sloping, as you see in the given slide. In this slide, the average fixed cost graph is following a downward sloping path. It means, as the volume of output goes on increasing, the average fixed cost continuously falls. So, average fixed cost will eventually keep on falling as the volume of output will go on increasing. So what is the relation between the average fixed cost and the volume of output? It's inverse. As the volume of output goes on increasing, the average fixed cost continuously falls. So average fixed cost and the volume of output are moving in opposite direction. We go to the next calculation of average variable cost. Average variable cost is the variable cost of making per unit of output. And like the way we calculated average fixed, similarly, for average variable cost, we will divide the total variable cost with the volume of output. Let's look at the formula. Average variable cost is equal to total variable cost divided by Q, unit of output. So, the total variable cost, when it is divided with the volume of output, we derive average variable cost. And when we look at the graph of average variable cost, we find that the average variable cost is following a U shape. Look at the given slide. As you see in this diagram, the AVC curve is U shape. This U shape represents that initially the average variable cost is very high. So when the production starts, the average variable cost is very high. And then as the volume of output goes on increasing, the average variable cost starts falling. And over a certain volume of output, it becomes constant. As you look at this graph, you will very clearly see that over the range between 2.5 to 4, means after 2 to 4, 2 units of output till 4 units of output, our average variable cost is the least. So the bottom line of the average variable cost is indicating the least average variable cost. So, the company is making the third unit and the fourth unit at a comparatively lower average variable cost compared to the first unit of output and also the second, because it is only after the second unit that the average variable cost is falling. It becomes constant, which is the least, the minimum average variable cost of production. But after that, as you see in the graph, it is moving upwards. So after the fourth unit of output, the average variable cost starts rising. That means the fifth unit of output and the sixth unit of output will be produced at a higher cost. So we come to the conclusion that average variable cost can be reduced up to a certain level and later on it will start rising. The main reason for this rising average variable cost is rapidly increasing variable cost. So we have just discussed about average cost, average fixed cost and average variable cost. Now we club this together and we derive a formula, which is average cost is equal to average fixed cost plus average variable cost. So if I know the average fixed cost per product and I add to it the average variable cost of that product, I derive the average cost. So it's very simple. As you learn, students, that total cost is equal to total fixed cost plus total variable cost. Similarly, average cost is equal to average fixed cost plus average variable cost. The only difference is in total cost, we get an accumulated picture of the total volume of output and the total expenditure. But when I'm interested in per unit of output, I need to use the concept of average cost. So, as we have studied the difference between total cost and average cost, it's very important for us to really know what is the behavior of average cost. And it has been seen that like the average variable cost, which is a U-shaped diagram, even the average cost is a U-shaped diagram. Now what you can see here is that the formula is average cost is equal to average fixed cost plus average variable cost. Now average fixed cost always falls eventually as the volume of output increases. Average variable cost initially falls, becomes constant or minimum, and then starts rising. And both of them together decide the average cost. So, average cost will have the effect of average fixed cost also and average variable cost also, again giving it a U-shape. So, we conclude that average cost is also a U-shaped diagram. Let's go ahead to the next concept. Here, we will find that when the firm has to decide about optimum combination of output and cost, they will definitely prefer to select the least cost volume of output. And it has been seen that when the firm starts its production, its average cost is high, and once this output increases, it starts getting the benefit of economies of scale. Now students, economies of scale are the benefits of increased production. It may be in any type. It may be in the form of cheaper raw materials because you are buying in bulk. So when you are buying in bulk, per unit cost reduces. Bulk production and bulk purchase eventually gets divided and the cost starts falling. So economies of scale, it can be related to, it can be even technical. Like for example, when we talk about the volume of a container, we may increase the container's height as well as its radius and increase the capacity. It has been found that when the volume, when the design of the container is changed, its height is increased and its radius or diameter is changed, there will be multiple increase in the volume, that is capacity, rather than cost. Cost will increase. A very simple example is of a single and a double decker bus. Once a single bus is converted to a double decker, the material cost will increase. But more than that, the volume will increase. You're getting it. Economies of scale means where your cost is increasing, but more than that, the production is increasing. So the cost eventually becomes less. And that is called as economies of scale. This will bring optimum combination of factors and bring the U-shape to the average cost. But if there are any type of problems which the production department faces, workers going on strike or suddenly overtime expenses, overtime payment, when the expenses start rising, we say there emerges diseconomies of scale. So students, you have to be very clear that economies of scale will bring down the average cost of production and diseconomies of scale will increase the average cost of production. And economists have found that the interplay of economies and diseconomies of scale together bring the U-shape effect on average cost. We move on to the next concept, that what if the cost starts rising? How does the company decide where to stop its volume of production? A very important concept of cost which is introduced is marginal cost. Let us look at what this marginal cost is. Marginal cost is the net addition to total cost for producing additional unit of output. So marginal cost is additional cost for making an additional unit of output. There are two formulas of calculating marginal cost. As you see in the given slide, first, marginal cost of nth product is equal to total cost of n minus total cost of n minus 1. Suppose I take n as 10. What does it mean? Marginal cost of making the 10th product is equal to total cost of making the 10th product minus total cost of making the 9th product. So company has made 10 products. Let's say they have made 10 AccuCheck machines. Now 10 AccuCheck machines are made. Okay. I am interested in knowing what is the cost of making the 10th machine. So if I go by this formula, the first formula, as you see in your slide, I will say marginal cost of making the 10th machine is nothing but total cost of making 10 machines minus total cost of making 9. So 10, total cost of making 10 minus total cost of making 9. So this is how we calculate it. N minus 1. So I know what is the cost of making the 10th machine. This formula can be only used whenever output is increasing by 1 unit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But practically, no company makes 1 unit. I think the first formula can be used, let's say a carpenter. Every day, he is making at least one chair. So we will know what is the cost, total cost of one chair, total cost of two chairs. So total cost of making two chairs minus total cost of making one chair. It's like one unit. But what if the output is increasing in large volumes? Hundreds, thousands, lakhs. How can we make use of this formula? Single unit cost. It is practically very difficult to calculate the marginal cost of making the 99th thousand unit of output. It's practically very difficult. And therefore, there is a second formula, which is called as marginal cost is equal to delta total cost, triangle. Triangle stands for change. Change in total cost divided by change in quantity. So here, I will take the difference of total cost divided by the difference of output. So marginal cost helps a manager to decide where the volume of production has to be stopped. Let's go ahead to the next slide and understand the relation between average cost and marginal cost. There are three things that we need to keep in mind. So students, we had just gone through the various formulas of calculating the different types of cost. Let us today look at this working of each of these cost with a cost schedule. As you look here, we have represented quantity in the first column and the quantity is 1 from 1 to 5. The total fixed cost for the first unit of output is 60 rupees and it is continuously the same because fixed costs do not vary with output. So we have kept 60 rupees constant. Next we have written total variable cost. The total variable cost is changing because variable cost vary with output, right? From now on, once we know the total fixed cost, we know the total variable cost, now we will derive the further cost. Total fixed plus total variable will give me total cost. And therefore, 60 plus 45 is equal to 105. You can cross check 60 plus 60. 120, 60 plus 72, 132. So in this way, when the fixed cost are added to the variable cost, we derive total cost. Look at these three cost and compare it with output. As you have seen in the previous slides, fixed cost is constant, so it is horizontal. Variable cost, it is continuously increasing. So it is an upward sloping line. Total cost, it will be adding the fixed and the variable and therefore it is 105. So it will be much higher and again it will be rising upwards. After that, we moved ahead to the concept of average. So we go ahead with average fixed cost. When we divide the total fixed with output, that means when I divide the second column with the first column, total fixed divided by output, I get average fixed. 60 divided by 1, 60. 60 divided by 2, 30. 60 divided by 3, 20. So you see, average fixed cost continuously is falling. That means when the fixed cost, total fixed cost, will be divided with more and more units of output, average variable cost will continuously fall. Then we move ahead to average variable cost. What is average variable cost? I divide the total variable cost with the total volume of output. 45 divided by 1 is 45. 60 divided by 2 is 30. 72 divided by 3 is 24. So what you find? That average fixed cost, average variable cost, both can be calculated by dividing total fixed with output, total variable with output. And average variable cost is also continuously falling. Since we have only taken 5 units, we are not getting that U-shaped graph for average variable. Don't worry, as you increase output, you will automatically find that the output will, the average variable cost will increase. Average cost. There are two formulas now of calculating the average cost. First, dividing total cost with output. So 105 divided by 1, I get 105. 120 divided by 2, 60. 132 divided by 3, 44. Correct? Total cost, divide by output, average cost. Second formula. What if I add average fixed to average variable? 60 plus 45. Do I get 105? Yes. So the second way of finding average cost is just adding average fixed with average variable. Correct? The last is marginal cost. What is marginal cost? It is the difference in total cost. There will be no marginal cost for the first unit. The company has made only one product. The total cost is given, the average cost is known. But what if I want to know the marginal cost? I cannot use the concept of marginal cost for the first unit of output. I will start calculating marginal cost only from the second unit. So the cost of making the second unit is 15 rupees. 120 minus 105. Difference in total cost. Marginal cost of making the third unit. 132 minus 120. That is equal to 12. 140 minus 132 is 8. What you see is, the cost of making every additional unit is less, less and less. But the cost of making the fifth unit is 10 rupees. That means the total cost has started rising after the fourth unit. What is marginal cost? It is the difference in total cost. Marginal cost tells me how much, by how much, the total cost is increasing. So marginal cost reflects the proportion or the speed in which the total cost are increasing. Right? So this concept of average cost, marginal cost, total fixed, total variable is very useful for the manager to find out the least cost of output. In economics, we will be giving more importance to the last two columns, average cost and marginal cost. The average cost is the lowest at 30, which is fifth unit. But the marginal cost of the fifth unit is 10 rupees. So when I compare the cost of the fifth unit with the fourth unit, I know that the cost has risen by 2 rupees. The total cost is increasing and now the increase is faster, 10 rupees. 2 rupees here, I'm talking of here. But actual may, the total cost has increased here by 8 rupees and here it has increased by 10 rupees. So, the least is 4th unit, because in the 4th unit, the marginal cost, that is the increase in the total cost, is only 8. And after that, the total cost is rising at a faster rate. So, the concept of average and marginal cost is very useful in decision making. Well, students, now after having been equipped with the behavior of cost with output and getting an idea of how the average fixed cost, average variable cost, average cost and marginal cost behaves, let us understand the relation between average and marginal cost. The relation is very interesting. As you see in the given slide, when average cost is falling, marginal cost will lie below it. That means when marginal cost is falling, average cost is also falling. And marginal cost will be lower than average cost. Marginal cost will always cut the average cost at lowest point. That means when average cost is least, marginal cost will also be the lowest. And when average cost starts rising, marginal cost will be above it. So what we are trying to explain you here is that when the marginal cost is falling, it will bring down the average cost. And when marginal cost starts rising, it will pull up the average cost. So there is a very strong correlation between average cost behavior and marginal cost. To make you understand this, I would say that if you are giving a test, let's say any exam, if your marginal score goes up, then we say your average scoring has gone up. But if your marginal score comes down, matlab your new effort, your additional effort and it comes down, then we say your average score goes down. Same is the behavior with average and marginal cost. So this covers our one part of the behavior of cost in the short run. Now we take you ahead to the next concept, that is long run. When we talk about long run cost, long run is a time in which a business can make any alterations that is desirable for the benefit of the company. It can change the technology. It can altogether change the production design. In fact, what I want to say here is that all those factors which were fixed in the short run, they are no more fixed in the long run. So that means in the long run, there are no fixed factors. So all the factors are variable. And if all the factors are variable, then all the costs are also variable. But instead of using the word variable cost, we will only be talking about average cost. So let's understand the long run average cost. In the long run, scale of operation can be increased with additions to fixed assets and making it more feasible, and they no more remain fixed. So when we discuss about long run, it means that even in the long run, the business firm is interested in finding out the least cost level of output.